Arctic ground squirrels are small rodents that hibernate to survive harsh winter conditions. The animals hibernate for about 8 months each year. During the long period of rest, their body temperatures can dip below freezing. Scientists wondered how diet might impact the squirrels' extreme hibernation.
Well, it's interesting to think how diet impacts us. Diet impacts you and me, it impacts humans. And often we don't think about how it might impact animals, or if we do science, how it might impact the science studies that we do.
That's Sarah Rice, lead author of the study and PhD student at UAF. The study found Arctic ground squirrels fed a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids had higher body temperatures during hibernation than those that ate a diet that did not include the fat. Omega-3s are found in fish, nuts, and seeds, and in the diet of Arctic ground squirrels in the wild. The fat has gotten a lot of attention in the world of human nutrition in recent years for its health benefits. Studies have found omega-3s could have benefits to humans that range from reducing the risk of heart disease to easing symptoms of asthma. At UAF, scientists provided one group of squirrels in the lab food high in omega-3s, similar to a wild diet. The other group was provided food that was not omega-3 rich. Then they introduced the cold, dark conditions that induce hibernation and monitored the animals to see what impact the omega-3s would have.
What it does is it slightly increases their temperature when they're in hibernation.
That means Arctic ground squirrels might seek out foods with high omega-3 content before hibernation to keep their temperatures up during the winter. It also highlights the fact that fat doesn't just provide energy for the body. Specific types, like omega-3s, likely signal physiological changes like, in this case, an increase in body temperature during hibernation. The study also has implications for the role of omega-3s on human nutrition. The results of this study could give rise to more studies on the connection between omega-3s and human metabolism. For KUAC, I'm Mary Auld.